What's up, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to The Good, The Bad and The Stupid. It's Tuesday, the 14th of July. Hope you're well. Another amazing episode coming at you. Take your headphones off. Take your fingers out your ears. Turn your TV off. Shut your husband up. Shut your wife up. And maybe play a bit of birdsong in the background. I think I would sound good with a bit of a birdsong backing track. Be like, it would make it surreal, this chaotic performance versus the fucking tranquility of the birdsong behind me. maybe I'll do one in the park. Maybe that might be an idea. One day I'll do one from the park. Everyone will think people would be more fucking confused at me sitting there screaming at a TV, screaming at a camera, than they would a couple of doggers shagging in the bush. I think they would just see that as more normal than me ranting and fucking trying to be funny interesting to the camera. Anyway, welcome. If you've not been here before, that's how we start things around here. It's about the news. It's a review of the news. My opinions on the news, should I say. What's the news? What is the news? Weatherspoons tomorrow, £1.29 a pint. How do they do it? £1.29 if you fancy a cheap pint with a bit of COVID-19. Get into Weatherspoons because it's going to be packed, I imagine. £1.29. It ain't going to be a rush because it's all old folk that go in there, but still. And if you're homeless, get in there, rustle up £1.29 and go and sit in there all day. Better than sitting on the fucking street. But yeah, that's good. I don't know how he does it. He can't be making money on that, surely. But I think it's a one-off because it's part of the VAT reductions for the hospitality firm. So anyway, I might even pass there myself, and I don't even know what the deal is. It's weird because in pubs, you don't have to go in there with a face mask on. Now, we've got to go in the shops with a face mask as of Friday, even though we could have done this 3 months ago. They've been fucking saying no for 3 months. Germany did it months ago, and look how where they are with infections and deaths. It's way down. We're saying now, after 3 months of saying no, yeah, we're going to have to be making mandatory as of Friday. So I'll have to get myself one. I'll have to get myself a funky little mask. I haven't got none. I've got one, but they ain't going to last. Either that or just do everything online and just avoid the shops. But I don't mind wearing a mask in the shops. If everybody else is wearing one, it's all right. It's when you're wearing one and no other fucker is. You just think, what's the point? But anyway, what was I going to say? I've lost my fucking place there. Yeah, a policeman's 10-year affair ended or turned sour when he called his mistress by his wife's name. Easily done, though, because you know what his mistress's name is? Karen. You know what his wife's name is? Sharon. So, of course he's going to mix that up. You just don't pick somebody with a name that's fucking up. You might as well have just had... The best option is to have both... Meet somebody whose name is the same name as your wife's. That's the easiest answer, because then you can't mess up then, can you? But Sharon and Karen, he must have done it the other way around with his wife as well. Surely, but if you're the mistress, then you must know that he's married anyway. So what's the fuck? You already like know he goes home to his wife every night. So just because he called out his wife's name, surely not the fucking biggest shock of your life. Now to his wife, if you called his wife Karen, that called his mistress by his wife's name. Yeah, so yeah, that way around. I was going to say, if he said it to his wife, I'll get it then. But no, he called his mistress, so she needs to bloody have a humour examination, have a brain looked at, because it's clearly... Where is he? He's in Birmingham. This is going on in Birmingham. I'll tell you what, it all happens in Birmingham, where I'm from. We're a frisky bunch. Even the policeman, by the looks of it. I bet he's met her on a job as well. I bet he's like been doing his... turn into the charming policeman when he was trying to help a damsel in distress, and then he's put it on her. The next thing you know, oh no, his name's Birmingham. change that story. But his name's Darren Birmingham, so he's not from Birmingham. So I'm sorry, you ain't one of us, mate. We ain't like that where I come from. We don't do things like that. But anyway, he's called his wife, his mistress, his wife's name. Very confusing. It's very hard to keep that shit going, I imagine. He's probably got a fucking he's probably got a few on his beat. You know, the bobbies on the beat. They don't do that anymore. But you know, like the policemen used to walk around the beat. That's what, like the bill. Remember the bill? You probably won't know this if you're in another country, but the bill is a English police program. And at the beginning, you just see the feet of the policeman just walking. Just the camera was just on the feet walking, and that was it. That was for about fucking 2 or 3 minutes because they're walking the beat. And anyway, the policeman's probably got like the paperman, paper boy, and the milkman. But he got a few stop-offs around the on his run, or on his walk, should I say. But anyway, is he keeping the streets safe? He's keeping the streets safe if the person that he's having sex with is dangerous and he's keeping him safe for that few minutes, so he's doing his duty. Otherwise, other people are fucking out, you know, breaking into cars and everything while he's getting his end away or something. You know, they watch him go into one of his lover's houses, and that's when they go out and fucking get busy and nick everything. The best thing is if they snuck in behind him and nicked his trousers and that and left him in there, like fucking having to ring his sergeants and going, oh, they've nicked me trousers with me handcuffs and me spray and me or whatever else. Or he's locked, or they the girl handcuffs him to the bed and then calls his superior. Maybe she's got a grudge against him. Anyway, where am I going with that one? Let's move on to, what was I going to say? Oh, I'll tell you what, I like things that buying and selling. I like seeing things that go for a fortune at auctions. Just make sure you've just got to have a look, and I'm informing you so that you can keep a lookout for it as well. But a green leather jacket swapped by Nirvana's Kurt Cobain for a T-shirt, that's going to make 10 grand at an auction. That's not a lot considering what his guitar went for the other day, which was fucking 6 million. But still, 10 grand is still not to be sniffed at. And then, but the best one was Super Mario Brothers, a video game. Super Mario Brothers, right, a video game. Something you'd have in the cupboard, in your drawer, wherever. Your son's drawer. If you're a parent and your son's grown up and left the house, go round and he's still got his old room just for him to come back and stay. You go and fucking go through everything now and look for one of these Super Marios. It's a Nintendo game, first released in 1985. It's sold for, wait for it, don't hold on to your chair, £90,000. £90,000 fucking pound. That's ridiculous. So if you go and see one, sell it and just give him a drink if it's your son. To say, like, you know, I think we should share that. That's paid for your upkeep. You've cost us a fortune over the years. And I remember I actually bought you that when I was a kid. So it's by my right that I can take it back and sell it. Not going to let you have it. And not going to let you not know that it's not worth 90 grand. You would never have known unless I looked through your stuff. Anyway, Russell Crowe has said that he's poured doubt on the possibility of a Gladiator sequel. They should have fucking done it by now if they was going to do one. It was made in 2000. That's 20 years. They should have done the sequel long before now. But still, he's saying that the character was killed off, so how can there be a sequel? But that's where you're wrong, because I heard, somebody told me, and I thought it was bullshit, that there was got Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds. He was writing, because he's wrote films as well, hasn't he? He was writing a sequel to The Gladiator ages ago. This was, and it was Maximus, whatever his name, Maximus Aurelius, is it? Maximus, anyway, whatever the fuck his name was, and he was in hell, and he's in hell fighting loads of devils and demons and stuff like that. And I thought, that's got to be bullshit. That sounds really far fetched. But then I googled it and checked it out, and it was true. He was writing it. So you never know. That might just be coming to a cinema near you. And I'm glad to have put you in the picture. Look out for it. And remember, this is the podcast where you find that shit out. So keep listening. Anyway, spraying wheat with human urine makes bread that is healthier and better for the environment. I'm sorry, but there's no fucking way on this planet that I want to eat bread knowing that it's been sprayed with human urine. You just won't. I just won't eat it. I'm sorry. That's going to encourage some people to you know, some of these fucking diehard crazy health experts who drink their own piss and that. They'll be starting to piss all over people's bread and that, like, not telling them and going, yeah, I'm making my family healthy. Little do they know that I'm spreading the love by the way of my 5 pints that I had down at Weatherspoon's last night, because it was £1.29 a pint. I didn't drink anything before, any water before I went to bed. So it's super strong. People are going to go, that bread's a bit malty, isn't it? Yeah, a little bit. But yeah, so anyway, spraying wheat with human urine. Scientists who collected wee from female loos, the worst loos of them all, female, out of female and men. I always remember being at working in the offices. The female loos always scored much higher on the stinkometer in the hallway. I'm only joking, ladies. That's a faux pas. I think there was somebody in particular that was at fault, and people used to blame them every time there was a smell in the corridor. But we didn't know if it was the men's or the women's. So I'm just trying to keep you listening to my podcast. I didn't want to offend any of you. Of course, you know what you like. You know if it does or not. Anyway, but yeah, so they took the wee out of a female loos and claim it is a gold mine of nutrients. So there you go. Forget what I said. Your stuff is coming up like a health food, like wheatgrass or something like that. So and they're using it on crops, and it will eliminate the need for artificial fertilizers. Oh man, this is coming. I'm all against artificial fertilizers as well. So now you're suggesting that I can have my non-artificial fertilized bread by having it smothered with female urine. It's almost becoming a bit sexy now, isn't it? A bit of a sex game. But I'm not too sure. I'm not going to buy that, I'm afraid. I mean, I know that animal stuff, manure and all that stuff gets used, but when you start using human, it happens on hippie sites. I know you hippies out there, you use it all, don't you? You don't let anything go to waste. But anyway, the jury's out on that. Let me see if I can think of a name of a bread. No, I can't. Piss loaf. There you go. Piss loaf. That's the best I can come up with for now. Right, I'm going to finish. No, I'm not going to finish up. What else have I got left to say? Dalboy falling through the bar is the best, the nation's greatest telly moment. And if you haven't seen that, Only Fools and Horses, where Dalboy goes through the bar when he stood next to Trigger, it is amazing. It is one of the funniest programs. But I mean, funniest scenes. But it is one of the funniest programs. And I could probably fucking come up with about 100 that could match that for funniness. And they're all from the same program, all from Only Fools and Horses. If you haven't seen it, watch Only Fools and Horses. Obviously you're in England, of course you have, because that's ridiculous if you haven't. But it's the funniest thing. But that is the funniest, nation's funniest moment. But I can tell you another funny moment that's going around the internet right now, and it's cracked me up. I've watched it about 100 times. It's so funny, but it's so childish as well. But it's a guy in a supermarket that goes over to the phone. There's a phone. I'm laughing telling it, but it's childish as anything. There's a phone thing what the stewards, the people who work there use to call somebody off the shop floor or whatever. And he goes over to the phone and he picks the phone receiver off, and he puts it to his backside and farts into the phone receiver. But it echoes all around the store. Imagine a massive superstore, and it echoes all around the superstore. It makes such a funny noise, and it just made me piss myself laughing. It's so funny. Anyway, there you go. Showing my age again. That's two I told you the other day that were along the same lines, and now I've just hit you with another one. But check it out. I don't know what it's called, but I'm sure you'll find it. Farting into the supermarket phone. Anyway, let's move on, because I don't want to lose intellectual listeners to my childishness. Right, I'm going to finish up on one more. We're keeping it short today. Oh, a pub installed an electric fence at the bar to make sure drinkers keep to social distancing rules. That ain't going to work, but I think it's funny. He's put an electric fence across the front of the bar. First of all, he's going to have somebody fucking claiming, doing an Uncle Albert off the Ernie Falls and Horses and claiming, you know, an injury off it. That would like get zapped. And then go, oh, it's giving me a fucking dodgy heart or whatever. And then compensation's going to be coming. Or there's going to be kids in there or people, or pissed up people, who are just going to be shoving their mate into it. If your mate's at the bar and there's an electric fence in front of him, of course you're going to go behind him and boot him so he falls into the electric fence. That's standard. That's what fucking mates do. Laugh at their mate. Laugh at their mate's misfortune. That's what mates are for. There's no point in having mates unless you can do shit like that. So I think it's really good that he's put it up there. It would just be better if he did it in the toilet as well, so that when they get their club members out, they can get a shock where they didn't want it as well. Because he's low down as well. It is roughly where that is. So if you're one of those blokes who likes to get his dick out in the bar at the pub, then you are going to come a cropper, because it's going to catch you right where it hurts. Anyway, I think that's a brilliant idea, and let's just hope that he's got it on full pelt, because it is everybody's like, it's a free for all at the bar, and it's a fucking nightmare. I hate queuing at the bar, especially when you've got that barmaid or the barman who fucking ignores you. You're the invisible one at the bar always. I know there's all of us who think the same thing, but you're the invisible one at the bar. He's overlooked you to everybody, left and right. Who's next? Who's next? You're like, what the fuck? Am I like fucking 4 foot or something like that and he can't see me? I'm going to get this fucking electric fence and wrap it around your fucking neck if you ignore me next time, you little shit. Right, I'm going to leave it there on that pleasant note. Hopefully you've enjoyed it, and I'll do another one tomorrow. See you later for now. Bye.